Hello, and welcome to Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting on episode 9 of Konosuba. If you'd like to watch along, then start watching now. So things ended off on sort of a positive note. You know, they've come into some degree of wealth. They have their own house. You know, it's better than nothing. In fact, it's a lot better than nothing, and a whole lot better than things had been before. But it seems like life isn't all it's cracked up to be for Kazuma. And I can understand that to a degree, that, you know, life gets so good that it becomes boring in a way. Of course, you know, he's the only one who seems to be suffering from this issue. I mean, I guess maybe Kazuma's only, like, the only person capable enough of recognizing the situation. You know, Aqua's clearly not intelligent enough. And I feel like Megumin and Darkness are just sort of too easily distracted by other stuff. Oh dear. That's a very, pitying look. You know, there's something there. She understands what's wrong, but... Well, no, she understands something's wrong, but doesn't understand what's wrong. Oh dear. So, speaking of problems, I get the feeling Kazuma's about to, encounter a problem, if that sign's anything to go by. Yeah, how interesting that people just sort of loiter around in front of a sign like that, as if they're not actually interested. So this is actually kind of interesting, you know, Kazuma knows other people outside his party, even though, you know, we don't really see him interacting with people most of the time. I guess that's sort of just how he is most of the time, sort of solitary. Now this is something Kazuma's definitely interested in, but I feel like it's only going to lead to trouble. So, using my vast knowledge of Dungeons & Dragons, I know that succubi are demons. And generally speaking, we know how Aqua feels about the undead. I can't imagine she'd be too fond of demons either, so... You know, I think it's fairly understandable that if Kazuma were to entertain a demon, there would be cause for them to be unhappy with him. And I suppose if he were also inviting them into his house, they would be unhappy for other reasons, too. You know, mainly pertaining to their appearance rather than their vocation, I suppose. It's also rather telling that there are all sorts of people in here. Even people that you wouldn't assume would patronize a place like this. I mean, I guess if nothing else, Kazuma doesn't have to feel so bad about it. Man, you know, I can't imagine that a uniform like that would make concentrating easy, or listening to what they have to say. Now that's interesting, you know, the succubus is saying that they have a mutually beneficial relationship, but I'm not sure that's strictly true. You know, a succubus will generally sort of prey on men and stuff like that, but, I don't know. There's not a whole lot of benefit for the man outside of the obvious. I mean, maybe that's really all there is to it. Yeah, you know, I guess I understand the idea of this service. You know, if it's all in a dream, it's certainly lacking in risk. But at the same time, I feel like this is one of those things where if you indulge and you get used to indulging, it sort of ruins real life for you. And you know what? I think if anybody would be at risk of overindulging, it would certainly be Kazuma. So I do have to wonder, how much is the succubus able to influence the dream? Because, you know, oh my. Like I was going to say, because, you know, dreaming, like, that's normally something your brain just kind of does on its own, but, I suppose it wouldn't be outside of the realm of possibility for a succubus to, I guess, interfere or influence dreams. I find it interesting that they have to have you fill out a questionnaire. You know, I would feel like, they would kind of be able to figure this sort of stuff out, seeing as how that's kind of part of their skill set. Yeah, Kazuma's going down a dangerous path here by saying, you know, hey, could you imitate, real people? Perhaps people I know? And, you know... What are the other restrictions here? Oh dear. You know, I don't think this place is necessarily beholden to the law or regulations or anything like that. Oh dear, Kazuma. Alright, so that's actually kind of interesting. You know, if you get drunk and fall asleep like that, the whole thing won't work. I guess it makes sense. You know, if you fall into like a really deep sleep and you don't dream, then I guess, you can't have the dream you pay for. Wow. So this is a rather lavish dinner that they're having, and Darkness says it was sent by her family. That just sort of raises more questions than it answers, because the idea was that they were already kind of well off, the party as a whole, but if Darkness's family can afford to send all sorts of fancy alcohol and seafood, then surely they've got to be very well off. I mean, in a medieval setting, generally you don't want to eat like crustaceans and stuff like that. They were considered to be like vermin. You know, eating them as a punishment rather than a rare luxury. So, I mean, clearly that's not the case. These people are treating it as the luxury it is. But that they would be able to get so much so readily speaks to a rather astonishing degree of wealth. Because I'd imagine, you know, the problem with most food in medieval times was sort of preserving it. And I feel like seafood would have been especially dangerous. I mean, at least they're all enjoying themselves. I mean, I can't say I relate, you know, seafood, and I generally don't agree. I'm wondering if, you know, there's a little bit of foreshadowing about, like, don't drink too much. Seeing as how there are a bunch of bottles, I feel like, the inevitable is going to happen. They're going to drink too much. Yeah, you know, I'm not sure of the wisdom of this, you know. Like, does heating up liquor, does that make it taste better, or is it more potent that way? I'm wondering if this is just something silly Aqua does just because she can. Poor Kazuma. You know, he had the presence of mind not to drink like that. But on the other hand, he's being tempted on all sides. I feel like, self-restraint is in Kazuma's sort of, forte. Yeah, you know, I don't think that's really all that impressive a party trick. I mean, sure, spraying water everywhere might be one thing, but, like, that's a pretty scuffed finger puppetry. So it's kind of interesting that the assumption is he doesn't like the food, you know. Like, he was eating a lot. It's the alcohol that's the problem. Yeah, you know, I don't think this is a really good environment for Kazuma to be in with everybody getting all drunk and tipsy. Especially when he's already got other stuff on the brain. You know, it's not a good environment for him. He's going to indulge in things he probably shouldn't. I mean, I don't know, just thinking about it, is the succubus really important? I mean, it would seem as though it is. You know, I would think building camaraderie with your party would be the higher priority. You know, getting a little drunk now and then, just, you know, moderating. You know, you don't have to get all blackout drunk every time. Yeah, you know, I feel like maybe alcohol would have helped. I mean, if he's so excited that he can't sleep, then he's not going to get his money's worth. Uh-oh. I think I actually remember this. You know, Kazuma thinks this is his dream. And I guess that sort of makes sense that Darkness was smiling at him earlier and he sort of acknowledged that mentally. Little does he realize, I'd be willing to bet that this isn't the dream he thinks it is. And what's worse, you know, I get the feeling that Darkness is going to enjoy this a lot more than, anyone should really be comfortable with. I mean, it's one of those things where, like, he thinks it's a dream, so he would act in a way that he normally wouldn't. Man, you know, I feel like this is gonna make for some real awkward conversation next morning. Yeah, you know, I get the feeling that that's a pretty bold statement, like, you know, hey, you know, hop to it, wash my back. As if that's, you know, a normal thing. I guess he's also being rather open about thinking that this is a dream. I feel like, feel like Darkness should probably say, like, you know, this isn't a dream, dude. This is real life. Oh, dear. It's a rather embarrassing admission. You know, that doesn't reflect all that well on Darkness that she sort of fits the bill. Yeah, you know, maybe rather than just sort of being outraged, she might say something like, this isn't a dream, this is real life. Man, I think it's also kind of telling that his concern is like, you know, what about the neighbors? You're being kind of loud. I mean, I guess in a sense, you sort of can't blame him for thinking this is the dream, seeing as how Darkness would fit into a situation like this and just kind of go along with it because it's embarrassing. Yeah, one can only wonder, like, what's going to happen the following morning? Because surely conversation around the breakfast table or whatever is going to be very awkward indeed. I mean, Darkness is acting like this is somehow unusual, and unbeknownst to her, like, this, you know, really isn't. It's just Cosmo thinks there's not going to be any consequences to his behavior now, so he's acting out. It is also rather fortuitous that she sort of matches the bill of that little preferences thing he filled out. Alright, so here we go. You know, Aqua knows what's going on. Even if she doesn't quite know the exact circumstances of things. You know. Oh, man. The cutter already. So, yeah, I guess that's sort of proof positive that Cosmo's really not dreaming. And boy, that's rather unfortunate for him. Yeah, you know, I sort of figured this would be the case, that Aqua would immediately, I guess, have an intense disliking for a succubus sneaking in. Just a shame she didn't drink herself into a stupor, as one would normally imagine she would do. I guess the most unfortunate circumstance of all is that Cosmo's gonna have to explain himself. Yeah, you know, I don't think there's any good way to explain this, you know? It's like, yeah, you know, I hired the succubus, ha ha ha. But at the same time, sort of interspersing himself between the aggrieved parties. I can only imagine this is going to devolve into a fight, and one that will be deleterious for the house they live in. And I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, they're only renting it. Okay, so that's the final piece of the puzzle. You know, Darkness is insinuating that Cuz was already enthralled, which would explain everything, so, you know, really, what choice do they have but to beat him up now, you know? His mind is not presently his own. I mean, they don't realize that he really brought this on himself, you know? This is entirely his own doing. Now, this is an interesting matchup, because I feel like, at least physically, none of these people can really compete with Cosmo. Like, what's Darkness gonna do? Miss at him? And Megumin and Aqua, you know, they're squishy magic users. Although, on the other hand, it is 3-on-1, so you never know. Yeah, I guess it's unfortunate that the numbers told in the end. You know, Kazuma probably didn't deserve that beating. Maybe. You know, jury's still out, but at the same time, I feel like he also kind of got off light. Oh, wow, leave it to him to blame darkness for getting in on the action. Okay. So I'm wondering if this is a lie he told, you know. I don't remember what happened last night. I wonder if he's just sort of saying that to assuage darkness. I feel like that would be the smart thing to do, you know, sort of feign amnesia rather than hold that whole incident over her head. Alright, there we go. Kazuma's finally using his brain, you know. He was given a convenient explanation and he's sticking to it. Yeah, you know, I feel like Kazuma's poking the bear. Maybe you shouldn't sort of insinuate that he does remember in the way that he's doing. Okay, yeah, he was talking past the sale, you know? He shouldn't have done that. I feel like that only introduces more problems, and he could have gotten off relatively scot-free. Alright, so here's a real issue now. Forget all that succubus stuff, that destroyer that keeps getting mentioned. That's inbound now. Surely that's a bad thing. Alright, well that's it for this episode. If you've enjoyed it, then by all means, tune in for the next one. See you, Space Cowboy.